This is Everything Homes special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, but first...
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
PromosForAPurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. I'll tell you about our marketplace. This is really, really an amazing concept. It is community-powered philanthropy. We've partnered with 57 different well-known websites and brands so that what we're doing is when you go to buy any of the products or services, because you're going to recognize most of the names, and it's all different categories. Once you go do that and you make sure you go through our marketplace, there's a marketplace tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. So go there before you buy anything. Check out what's available and what companies are participating. 2-20% of your total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners. We are supporting veterans, animals, children, and freedom. We added the freedom because of what's going on the planet, and now we needed to participate. Death, pets, kids, and freedom, 2-20%. So go over there. You're never going to pay more than if you went to the websites directly. Usually you're going to get a discount that you don't get if you go to the website directly. And then funds are going to be generated, donated from the companies to our nonprofit partners so we can make a difference. You can make a difference by just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions. No extra money goes out. Even if you are making donations to groups, still go over there. Let's get some nice big checks written to these organizations so we can make a difference in the communities all over the country. And don't forget MyPillow, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell are our newest partners. And if you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, they're listed on the site, but you can go to their website directly, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, you'll get up to 66%. Of a discount, and they sell more than just pillows. They've got the Giza sheets. They've got blankets. They've got a whole bed set. They've got slippers. They've got towels, which are great here in Arizona because they're light in the summer when it's 140 degrees. They donate 20% to the nonprofits. Can you imagine? We sold like 1,000 pillows or 1,000 items. There's 110 different items to choose from on there. What a difference that would make in the lives of so many people, you know, especially the ones that served this country. How great is that? One of our other new partners that I should mention is I Love My Freedom. They've got all kinds of patriotic gear, hats, mugs, shirts, flags, you name it. And they're donating 15%. You got to get ready for the 4th of July. You need some swag. You need some gear. Go check them out. A lot of the times they have products where you just pay the shipping and handling. They do some great deals. And there's a couple other patriotic partners on there. You can get literally anything that you want, including all different kinds of flags and signs and decor, memorabilia. It is loaded with everything that you need to show your pride and fighting for freedom and get some cool stuff. Don't forget, 4th of July is coming right around the corner. So check out the marketplace, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab. Now let's get this soapbox started. Since we're talking about school boards, I did want to play a soundbite from a 9-year-old girl when she was slamming the school board about their BLM posters and their policies. So It's only a minute and a half, but listen, this girl is 9 years old. The other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. It does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. 9 years old. So there's no reason why all the adults listening do not go to their school board meetings and get their voices heard, or go to their city council meetings to get their voices heard. Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests. First up, Patty Castillo-Porter. She's a true freedom fighter, and her grassroots group is Stopping the Border Crisis in Anarchy, Arizona, and the taxpayer-funded illegal alien human trafficking at the three Phoenix area hotels, and of course that one we found out about in Bisbee. By, how you ask? Engaging we the people in using the power of the U.S. Constitution. Time to sign notices, we the people, citizens of Arizona. Before I bring her on, I want to play Guatemala Heals Up Harris's little soundbite about the border.
Okay. Do you have any plans to visit the border?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
Why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border.
And you wonder why there's a problem. That's who's in charge. Audience, big round of applause for Patty Castillo-Porter. She's saving Arizona. Hello, Patty.
Hey, Michelle. Thanks for having me on. I love that soundbite. Wow. She's Kamala Mala. That's what we call her in my family.
Oh, horrible. What a horrible, evil human being and a waste of space. Literally, just a disaster, complete disaster. And of course, nobody wanted her in there. And I think she had less than 1% when she was running for president, and she dropped out. She was like one of the first people. So she knew. No, nobody wants her. Nobody wants you, Kamala. Nobody wants you. You might go ahead and just, leave. You might leave. All right. So you and your group have been showing up at these hotels down in Ahwatukee for 10 weeks, I believe 10 or 11 weeks, protesting, peacefully protesting. If you want to say that disclaimer, I mean, you know, God forbid you should burn it down, right? That's what the other peeps would do. But now you've found a way to actually make some real progress, because none of the elected elites here in Arizona seem to want to do anything. They throw their hands up in the air and say, it's federal. That's not true. So tell us what's going on.
That's absolutely right, Michelle. So what we've done is we've done what our elected, I like how you call them elitists, have not been able to do, is read the Constitution and understand that state of Arizona is sovereign to the federal government. So when we call and they say, hey, even last night we were at a Republican club and we had a council member visit and he said, yeah, it's a federal issue. And I said, no, it's not. It's a state issue. And the state has sovereignty. Governor Ducey has the authority given to him by the Constitution, and we put him in office, and we are holding him accountable. We're issuing notices, and the notices explain what the Constitution states regarding state sovereignty, protecting our borders. It also identifies the power within law enforcement to enforce illegal immigration federal laws, which lies upon our sheriffs and our local enforcement officers. So we have SB 1070 that was passed 11 years ago, and that's Arizona Revised Statute 11-1051, which is no more catch and release. So what we had happened here in Ahwatukee about a month ago regarding 17 illegals that escaped from a van and went who knows where, I said we can't track them down. We're not allowed. But a federal law or a state law enforcement and our city law enforcement can do that according to our laws that are already on the books.
Unbelievable. Their job is to enforce immigration laws, and they just told you that we can't do anything about it. That doesn't make any sense. That's not how the law works. But again, it just seems like they're doing what they've been told. That's the key. Everybody needs to get their arms around. This is by design. Okay. This was actually, this is part of the plan. There's multiple reasons why. Literally, it's not because they need the votes. They've already rigged the machine. So having more bodies here to say they need more votes doesn't matter. Trump had 80 million. Biden had 68 million. So they don't need any more bodies here. There's other reasons. One of the main is the human trafficking. But as far as the laws, right? Do a little bit deeper dive on the power of the Constitution and the role and responsibility of our elected elites, that they're failing constantly. They've been failing for months, literally years. Doug Ducey is no help. Mm-hmm. He's part of the problem.
That's absolutely right. You know, Section 2 of the Constitution says that all political power is inherent in the people, and the governments derive their power from the consent of the governed. We give them that power, and we are holding them accountable to uphold their oath. They swore to an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States, and it clearly states that the states, not just Arizona, all of the states, have guaranteed a Republican form of government. That means that we, the people, are in charge. We are sovereign. Governor Abbott is doing it. Governor DeSantis is doing it. And the fact that Governor Ducey is asking for help when he has the power within him, his office, to close our border and to really enforce law on the illegal aliens and apprehend the cartel, because as you stated, it's more than just having the vote. It's about the trafficking, and it's about the guns that are being run up here, and it's about the drugs that are just flooding our streets. Fentanyl's up 3,000%. You know, human trafficking, unaccompanied minors. They're not even DNA testing at the border, so we don't know if these young people are really related to those adults, and God forbid what's happening to them when they come across the states. A lot of them don't speak, they don't read or write their own language, their domestic language in their home country. So they're very limited in terms of what they can do for work. And it's sad to think that a lot of those people will be trafficked in sexual trafficking and human trafficking.
Well, and that's exactly what's going to happen, because that's what's happening now. And that's what when you came on the show almost 2 weeks ago, episode 222, for anybody who wants to tune into that, it's pretty powerful. We went into a lot of details. And then the other episode that I want to mention about the border was with Sheriff Mark Daniels, and that was episode 225. That was last week. That was a real eye-opener for people, about a reality check. He's down at the border, so he's got a different view of what's going on. But it doesn't stop at the border. It lingers, and it goes to every city here. And of course, because of what they're doing with these hotels that are here, they're putting these illegal aliens in the hotels for 72 hours, and then they are shipping them off to cities across the country, put them on a plane. And of course, they have no identification, so it doesn't matter. And then they are basically just bringing them to a town near you. So as we say, every town is a border town. So if you think you are you're in Wisconsin, you're in Jersey, you think you're safe. No, that's not how it is. And he also said that, the estimates that they're saying 2 million people are going to be coming in. It's actually like 5. He has a different way of tracking it called the Truth. And he said there's about 5 million people that are going to be invading our country.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, Patty, they just don't have the skills to do any work at the level that's needed. So what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're going to be on the government dole. We don't have any money. That's we don't need to rehash that. Anyone that watches 2 seconds of any news program will know that. But there's no money to hand out, and that means there's just less money for the citizens of the country. That's mm-hmm. some crazy stuff. That's crazy stuff. I talked to Mike Miller.
Really,
I want to share this with you, Patty, because I found out some information mm-hmm. that will be helpful in your request for trying to make some changes here. I talked to Mike Miller, the founder of Warriors for Ranchers. He's in Texas. And he was telling me that once they get to these hotels, because he said there's a whole bunch of them in Texas. He said there's so many, it's ridiculous. They bring them into these hotels. They give them $1,400. And they give them game consoles so the kids can actually, for the few kids that are there, but most of these are young male adults who they have, they can play on the games. And then they get to stay for 7 days if they happen to get tested for COVID. And if they do have it, and don't forget the tests are all manipulated and wrong, so you're going to get a false positive. And then they stay for an extra 7 days, and then they ship them off to other parts of the country. So do the math on that, $1,400. I would rather see that $1,400 go to citizens or perhaps homeless vets or some of our nonprofit organizations. So I wanted to share that with you, Patty, before I forgot. That's what I just told yesterday.
That's unbelievable. And, you hit a really strong point. I mean, a lot of people, we even just have the working poor, the working poor in our society can't afford the medications. And these are individuals that are working every day that are paying health insurance, but the costs are so exorbitant from big pharma that they can't afford heart medication, diabetes medication, information or medication they need to keep them healthy. Yet we're giving illegal aliens $1,400 because they just might be testing positive for COVID. So are you kidding me? Let's mm-hmm. take care of our people first, our veterans, our homeless, our working poor that are doing their darndest to pay their bills, going to work every day, but they just can't have that much extra money to pay for some medication that they need. There's a lot that needs to be done, people, and it needs to be done for our people first. This is ridiculous that we're having illegal aliens here housed in hotels that most individuals, especially the working poor that the demoncrats, I call them, say they are trying to help. They're trying to help the lower class. However, they're not helping anyone but whoever is fulfills their narrative mm-hmm. in terms of what do we want to happen today. Oh, let's push this agenda. Let's push that agenda, meaning, the poor. Well, let me tell you something. The poor are getting taken care of. I come from a family with a lot of poverty, and we've worked our way into an area where we can support ourselves. But there's some family that can't. And they're working really hard, and they don't have, they can't make ends meet. But yet they see that these illegals are getting free housing, like you said, a stipend check, because that's what that is, transportation, mm-hmm. a nice hotel, air conditioning, 3 square meals, and a backpack full of new clothing. Come on, people, let's wake up. Let's fight for our country. And that's what these notices are for. It's people saying enough is enough. We've had it. We're going to raise our voices, and we're going to make a demonstration. We've been demonstrating weekly, and that weekly protest has grown into a group of people who want to energize and show our elected elites that, you know what, you're not doing your job. You need to get up and do it. So my understanding that last night, I believe City Council of Scottsdale had their first in-person meeting in over a year.
Oh.
And that's because the people rose up and said they signed a petition saying, we've had it. Get your buddy seats.
Yeah,
let's have a meeting.
It.
We've got some stuff going down. So I need to connect with some of the Patriots up in Scottsdale, but I understand there was going to be a protest outside of City Council last night, and they were making it very, very difficult for individuals to speak and to be on the floor. But I understand there were a few people that were going to speak. So, you know, there definitely will be some news coming for that. But, you know, that's what it takes, people. We need to have enough and we need to rise up and hold them accountable. That's what they did back in 1776, and that's what we have to do today. That is the same fight we're in. We're in the fight of our lives. Freedom is at a precipice right now with everything, not just our money, not just our property values, not just what we see on the streets, but our future generations. They won't experience freedom the way we have unless we get out there and we fight. And these notices is one way to show that we're doing something. And I have a lot of faith in the American people, in the Patriot movement, that we will fight for our freedom and we will fight for our country. And I encourage everyone to go out to the website. It's www.stopbordercrisis.com. And you can download the forms. There's also a PDF tool on there that helps you download it. So you can have an e-signature and then email it back to stopbordercrisis@gmail.com. And we're going to have a presentation, if you will, and it will be a visual. And we're going to videotape it, and we're going to have it blasted everywhere for people to see that we have hand-delivered, do see hundreds. I've already got 250 signed notices from individuals, and we've only been out doing this, this is our third day, and we're not done. We're not done because everybody can sign it. America's borders doesn't just lie within your states. This is a national problem. As you said earlier, Michelle, this is coming to a town near you. The Arizona border, the Texas border, that's just the gateway to everybody's city and everybody's town. So I encourage you, you don't have to live in Arizona. You don't have to live in Texas. Go onto the website, download the forms, email them back. Let's have our voices heard. And if you need the forms for your specific jurisdiction, please feel free to email me at stopbordercrisis@gmail.com, and I will get you a Word document of that document so you can customize it for your specific officials, because it's a game we're all in, and there's no second place prize. This winner takes all. We're in this together, so we have to fight together.
And another thing I want people to listen to is 50% of the drugs that come in through the country and go all over the United States come through Arizona. So if you're thinking, whatever, illegals here, not a big deal, you know, they're pulling on your heartstrings with those pictures, which are, you know, all staged, right? That stuff's staged. Never seen whiter T-shirts in my life and shiny new sneakers and pretty new phones and ladies with makeup who walked 2,000 miles up to the border and came across. I never seen cleaner, prettier illegals. I don't even think I have a shirt that's that white, and I have a washing machine and bleach. But yeah, it's that doesn't hit home for you, just the bodies here. Well, then maybe the drugs will hit home for you, because that is also coming to the town near you. Every town is a border town. And Patty, I think the example, and I didn't know this about Scottsdale, I just haven't had a chance to pay attention in the past. You know, when these shows come on, they take a lot of work to put together. So thank you for sharing that about the Scottsdale opening the meeting, because 2 weeks ago when we had our precinct committee man meeting, Kathy, that was supposed to be our strongest warrior, which I gave an earful about that experience, having a conversation with her and a couple of the precinct committee man outside, where we gave her an earful about not having these meetings open. And then, of course, the petition rolled around, and then look what happens. So it's a perfect example of people taking action and physically doing something, whether it's showing up in person and even at these school board meetings, like I mentioned earlier in the show, or signing a notice or a petition. But the real impact, not only is the in-person, but the reason why you're not doing an online version of this notice is because you want a physical document. You want a nice big pile to walk in to the elected elites and say, here. And then, and of course, Doug Ducey thinks he's ever going to be senator. And then, of course, he thinks he's going to be president of the United States. Hell no on that. And amongst all the other politicians, they're running a lot of them in these smaller positions, and even the House, they're running for office again in 2022. So this is the time where we need to have our voices heard and say, you know, you're not doing your job, because none of them in there right now are doing their job because it's right there in the Constitution. So nobody wants to, nobody has the courage. Nobody wants to stand up. So thankfully, there's freedom fighters like you and the rest of your group who figured this out. And it's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing that these people are in these positions, and it takes regular citizens, not attorneys, no fancy law firm, to do something about it. So as far as the deadline, do you want to emphasize the time frame so people can go do this like now?
So our deadline, we have a deadline of Friday, June 25th. It's an aggressive deadline because I know it's human beings, human nature, we procrastinate. So no time like the present, guys. Let's get on it. Let's get on the website. Let's download them, print them, scan them back in, use a PDF tool online, whatever you need to do, get them in, please. But we want a hard deadline because, again, time is of the essence. It feels like that leaky faucet, you know, in the bathroom. If you don't fix that faucet, you're going to have a bigger problem. And we have a problem, as you mentioned earlier. I mean, the projections are in the millions of people, illegal aliens, inhibiting our schools, our hospitals, our states, mm-hmm. our cities. And you know what? They're going to take – here's the lack of insight, or actually really it's a lack of care, the Democrats is what I call them, think about. They're bringing all these illegals over. You know, when they're done with the trafficking or for those they don't want to use for that, they'll throw them into lower-paying jobs, and it's going to affect the same people, the voter base that they're trying to go for, because they really don't care. They mm-hmm. don't care about people. They care about their agenda. So it is a hard deadline, so please, please get that out so that we can blast our Ducey's office. They're going to be pleasantly surprised. Can I just have one more plug? I know we're on a short time frame, but I want to
get
Okay, we the people. So another thing we're doing, Michelle, we're hitting school boards too. You know, out of this movement was more than just sign up signs and let's, you know, suburban moms not happy about this. This is more than that. It's about people being really upset that, as you mentioned, the elected people aren't doing their jobs. And then we've got school boards trying to push critical race theory down our throats, trying to tell our kids what they can and can't learn and what they can and can't do in school and on the bus and on the playground. So, you know, obviously we've got moms in our group that are up in arms. So we've also taken on the school boards. We were at Tempe Union High School School Board last week. We're almost arrested because we refused to wear masks and muzzle ourselves. Although it was a public meeting, in a public building, our first constitutional rights is the freedom of speech, and our Bill of Rights as parents says we have every right to be there. But we did have one individual that took it for the team. She put a mask on. She stood because we had a stack of notices signed by parents to the school board that said, you have no right to tell my child how to think, how to act, or what to put on their face. Their well-being, mental, physical, and spiritual, is my job, not yours. So she took the stack in, and she received a letter back from the school board president on, let's say, I think on Monday or Tuesday, and said that we were heard, and they are going to make masks optional, and they are working through the process on separating the children that are vaxxed and those that are not vaxxed. And there's still a lot of work to be done, but because we're not happy with our children being segregated because they decide to not have a jab that has not been approved by the FDA and that it's experimental at best. So the good news is we got movement. We got them mm-hmm. to acknowledge our notices. We got them to write a letter. They sought legal counsel on our tax dollar, of course. But the point is that's a victory. You know, they're not throwing away the notices. And the gentleman was trying to dismiss the notices. You can watch it on YouTube. It's Tempe Union High School District YouTube channel. If you go into 1 hour and 37 seconds, our advocate is presenting them, and they tried to shut her down, and they tried to call it information. She said, no, these are notices, and you're being put on notice. We, the parents, are telling you what you can and cannot do according to the Constitution and the Arizona Bill of Rights. So I'm so proud of her because that's what we're creating. We're creating a movement of people who are – you know, naturally timid and shy and would never, and she did not plan to present because that's typically not her role. But she was the one that was the most passionate and said, you know what, I'll take it for the team. I'll put a mask on and I'm going to deliver these notices. And I'm so proud of her, and I'm so proud of other moms that are out there and dads that are rising up, people you wouldn't even think, conservative, generally quiet, don't like to make waves, but they've had enough. And that's what America is all about, and that's what we're doing, is we're creating a movement of people that despite what you've typically, what typical role or genre you've fallen into, we're all fighting for the same thing, and that's freedom. And it's so encouraging to see those types of people come to the front and be a leader and take charge and learn the Constitution and hold elected people accountable. It's so rewarding, and this is just the beginning. We're going to Maricopa tonight. After our protest in Ahwatukee, we're going down to Maricopa. They're having a school board down there. We wanted to make sure all school boards understand where they stand and what line they are not allowed to cross, because we, the people, are there to hold them accountable. This is going to get great. It's going to get even bigger.
Amazing. Amazing, amazing story. Talk about success. See what happens? I want people to realize when you take action and you get involved, and you engage, and there wasn't thousands of you, right? And you didn't have, you know, a million of these notices, but all of a sudden they changed their, and I'm going to use the, you know, quotes, the air quotes, their policy, which is just ridiculous. It's tyrannical and it's unhealthy, right? That's been proven. You know, if you want to follow the science, you know, whatever happened to my body, my choice, you want to follow the science, none of this. And it's all propaganda, literally, political propaganda, plandemic. I'm just glad that you're seeing more of the truth come out in the mainstream. But, you know, most people, we've all been talking about this for over a year. But that is a real display of how when people rise up, they take action. They don't have to burn things down. They don't have to loot. They actually get their voices heard by just following what the rules are and the Constitution and what is available to them. Amazing. I'm so proud of you guys for doing that. So how do people know about this posse of awesome moms that are going to these events? Should they just, because you guys don't have you don't have a name to the group, but everybody loves to name the group, right? But how do they find out about them, or should they just know that you will be at certain school board meetings? And even if you're not there, there's no reason why they can't go grab a friend, grab another mom, and go to these themselves. So you don't have a place where people can find out about it yet.
Go to stopbordercrisis@gmail.com and email that, you know, email me at that website or at that email and just say, hey, let me know when you go to the next thing, because like I said, we're grassroots. So, you know, and you helped me, you were a great help. Thank you very much. Build this website. And I'm not a techie person. I'm not a computer programmer.
You did great job.
But I do have, thank you. I do have the ability on there to create more sites. So, and I've already talked to our moms that are super passionate about the school boards. I'm like, let's build one for that. So we're going to keep building on that. And, you know, again, this is grassroots, so bear with us. But we will – we action first, and, you know, some of the details follow in terms of building the website and get things to look pretty. But they're going to be effective. So please get a hold of me there. We are going to all of them in the Valley. But one thing you pointed out, and it wasn't massive. So back to the school board incident, it was very interesting. Two of our team members showed up first. And, you know, signed up, yada, yada. And they're like, yeah, no, we're not wearing a mask. And everybody seemed to be cool with it. But as soon as the rest of us started showing up, they're like, oh, boy. Yeah, no, this isn't going to happen. They locked the doors. Oh, it's dangerous. This is a dangerous situation. It's like, okay, we're all moms. Nobody's over 5'8". You know, we're tiny people. And they're treating us like we're Antifa and BLM.
You're a bunch of Antifa. You Antifa moms that just want to make sure the kids are healthy. And have freedom. You're evil. You're evil people. Scary.
But to your point, there were 10 of us there, and we made a change. You know, we made an impact. We created a splash. So encourage your listeners. It doesn't take, like you said, multitudes and hundreds. It just takes determination and will.
Yeah. It's really squeaky wheel. The squeaky wheel gets the WD-40. So that's we all need to be squeaky wheels, and it's really easy. You know what we're going to do, Patty? You and I will talk later today. I think what I'll do to help you with this, with these events, we'll add it another section, another page on our existing Arizona section, so that we'll have the listings for the school board meetings and, of course, your contact information, and we'll come up with something where people can have a resource they could tap into easily and find out where to go. And of course, they'll know that you and the Antifa moms will be there with
ready. We're not stopping ready here. To we have airlines next, airports are next. I mean, people are just coming up with different. You know, we're feeling so empowered.
It's working.
Everyone's got a list.
But I think it's working. That's
we're
the key. I can't believe you did that
we're
in Tempe.
Taking our country back.
Yeah. So tell all those crazy BLM Antifa moms. I said, way to go. You guys should get shirts and hats and swag.
We need to come up with a name, right?
Yeah.
We need to come up with the name. It's all the moms. And I know there was a couple of us went to, like I said, our Republican club meeting. We delivered notices there. We got another 50 signatures. And another group, those moms, went and did Kyrene School District, and that was actually not a whole lot of drama, but they delivered all that. I haven't had a chance to tap in with that group. So we're all over the place, Michelle. This is great. It's an exciting time.
It is. And I love that people are stepping up, and I love it. It's working. And it just takes, you know, leadership is contagious. Courage is contagious. And you're doing it. Don't forget, everybody, you know, this is all about common sense. You know, my body, my choice. And one thing, I know that you said that you don't like the kids segregated, but the ones that the parents have actually done child abuse by having these kids get vaccinated, it's actually good that the non-vaccinated kids are away from the vaccinated ones so they can't get those spike proteins that jump into them, because that's real shedding. Those kids can actually catch it. So it's better that it's separated. So thank you, school board.
I know. I completely understand, but they're not looking at it that way, right? So those of us that know the truth are like, well, that's even better. But it's just the power trip, right? The power trip that they're trying to place. But you're absolutely right. It's like, you know, well, this is probably better and healthier for our children.
I don't want them to die.
Which is sad that they're doing that to their kids.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's literally child abuse.
Children.
You thought that COVID was the biggest crime against humanity. No. It's these non-vaccines that are literally killing people and destroying people's immune systems. I shared a lot of the stats.
Children.
It's really bad for kids.
What are they going to be up against in the next 5 to 10 years? If they even,
won't be here. I'm going to be blunt. They're not going to be here. They're not. People aren't going to make it that long. They're not going to make it that long.
I know.
30 to 40 million people in the U.S. This is from Dr. Zev Zelenko. And then I'll let you plug the website one more time. Dr. Zev Zelenko said within the next 3 years, 30 to 40 million people, and he's being very conservative, will die in this country that have taken the vaccine. Oh, I
that's
believe in
insane.
It that. And it's that's oh, he's like the number one logical, common sense doctor who actually came up with the Zev Zelenko prophylactic protocol, and also that how to do the treatments of the coronavirus, where he said 85% of the people who did die, and don't forget they didn't die from COVID, most of them died with COVID, which was all manipulated. 85% of those people would have been saved with his protocol. So the guy knows what he's talking about. Patty, give the website one more time.
www.stopbordercrisis.com. Thank you so much, Michelle. Take care.
You're welcome. Thank you for all your hard work, freedom fighter. Patty Castillo Porter. Everybody go and make sure you sign those documents. It took me 5 minutes from the time that I clicked on the website to the time that I emailed them to Patty. So I think your freedom is worth 5 minutes of your time. And you can sign them directly online. Their information to do that is on their website. You can just download this PDF little app thing. It's 5 minutes. It took me 5 minutes. And what I did is I also added a big graphic on our homepage, and it has it there. So if you forget what the website is, you can just go to our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the big graphic. It'll get you over to our petition page, and then that will take you to their website, or you could just go to the petition page directly, the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Let's get these petitions signed and share it on social media. Need lots. A big pile for Governor Doug Ducey.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.